got a quick question where there's a lull. Is that term life insurance that we provide? And it's a little bit of an aside, and it's not a huge budget number, but some of the numbers associated there just seemed high.
It is, we pay seven, it pays out $75,000 for each employee. And the, of course, the older employees, the rate is much higher than the younger employees.
Sure. No, I mean, it's I understand that. It just, I'm surprised that even given that
it's not a mistake.
Okay.
And that's accurate. Yeah. We'd love to offer more life insurance, but it's just so expensive.
Yeah. No, it's cool. I don't know. Some of those must be whole life.
it's a lot. I mean, it might have to be related to being responders or something. I just don't know, but it's a lot of money. That is an accurate number.
There really isn't any big extras on this budget compared to what 2020 was, or the revised 2020. We still do not have a director of operations. So we're not paying out that salary for that particular position.
Yeah, and on that note, Pam, I'm sorry if I'm cutting in too much. Just tell me to be quiet if you want. But beyond that note, the 2020 revised budget assumed that there'd be an ops director, and then the ending cash from the 2020 budget is used to generate this budget. And given that we have not filled that position yet, we can anticipate that their ending cash for 2021 will actually be higher than we're listing here. But the number you have to draw from is from the 2020 amended budget, not the 2020 actuals. And we don't have the 2020 actuals until the end of the year. So what the bottom line on that is just that the ending cash is pessimistic.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of having our ending cash estimated low, so that when we get our statements from the county in the next year, we get to amend our budgets upward instead of having to amend them, backwards. So.
Sounds good to me. I'm a fan of conservative budgeting that way. Let's see. There were a couple of points I know when, and I don't know if we're not exactly a free-for-all at the moment, but I noticed the legal services, we're anticipating those going down, and that sounds good to me, although don't tell my fellow members of the bar, but I think that looks great, and I understand the reason for that. It looks like we're increasing the accounting services. And I had a question about that, where we think we need some assistance to help out with the GEMT side of things. How has that been handled in the past? Was that in-house and now we need to seek some outside assistance?
Yes, that was in-house. And the application is due the end of November. And with everything and the changeovers, and we don't have a director of operations, I'm having to spend a lot of time on operations. I just did not have the time to learn all about the GMT. It's very detailed and they're constantly kind of changing it. And this assistance that we're getting just as probably this one time this year is they're experts in it. And they will make sure that we get our absolute most amount due back. Since we are expecting, a fair amount of money through that program, then it just seemed to be prudent for this year to let somebody handle it that is going to make sure it's done properly, and since we have to get it done so fast.
Okay. So we're including that for the 2021 budget, but is it front-loaded? Is that the idea?
Yeah.
And say instead of amended 2020?
Yes.
Okay. It'd be great if we can keep a note somewhere too around just to say that that's the idea is that we're anticipating that being a one-year bump just so we know next year and don't use it as a baseline like we've probably been doing with a lot of these numbers for this year.
I'll make sure. Okay. All right. Good idea. Okay, any other line items anyone would like to talk about? No, everybody.
Here's one, and I'm trying to remember why this isn't. Maybe you've already covered this if I hover over it. The operations career EMTs, we've bumped quite a bit from the original budget for 2020 through the amended budget and then now to this one, too. And I think between the amended budget for 2020 and now the 2021 budget, that looks like kind of an annual cost increase to be expected. Is that right? And what was the reason again for that bump from the planned budget for 2020 and then the amended?
Okay. What line number is that?
Sorry, that's line 81.
80. Okay, I gotta go down. Okay.
That has to do with that overtime liability, Pam.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And we were gonna split that over this year and next year, is that correct?
Yes, we're probably gonna pay half of it in December and then half of it in January. So it's in two different budget years. But it's a one-time expense for retro overtime that we owe the EMTs for not properly capturing it when they were first put on the schedule.
Yeah, and that's all currently being negotiated, but basically, at least in principle, they've agreed to accept somewhat lower wages. You know, so that we end up paying the amount that we planned on paying and potentially forego a component portion of their raises for the next couple of years to help recover some of that cost. But this is all being negotiated currently, so this is a best guess.
Okay. And so this number that we have, the $253,000, it doesn't include that full amount that we're going to be paying for that overtime retroactively. It's somewhere in between, though, but it does include an increase. But then there wouldn't be any bump, a similar bump, I should say, for overtime next year.
It includes half, but the number from 2022, the revised budget, also has some. It should work out to approximate the total liability between this year and next.
Got it. Right, of course. And then 2022 might actually see a little bit of a decrease in that number there.
It would be lower, potentially be much closer to the original 2020 budgeted amount.
Okay, thanks. Understood. Got it.
Anybody else have any questions?
I do have one more. This is one just kind of a general question, but I was surprised at how high the number is for volunteer stipends over the course of a year. And is that, I should know this, and I have assumptions about it. Do we pay basically a per call stipend when a volunteer EMT shows up? Or do we help also pay even during training, or do we provide training for free but not pay during that training when volunteer EMTs are doing that? Or how does that all work?
There are different stipends for different things. There's training stipends when there's a stipend when you're on shift for call, and then if you when you're on that shift, you go on a call, then you have an amount for that. So it's it will go up when there are more calls. Then you have the additional call cost on top of the. They're being on shift calls and their training, but We are down this year because, you know, COVID, and but next year, we really don't know how next year will go, but if it goes up any at all, get back to a new normal, I guess you could say, then we were looking at having more volunteer costs if we have more calls.
Yeah, it costs more than you think. It adds up, especially since we've moved to a 24/7 in-station model. That originally kind of began because of COVID. But it has a lot of advantages for us. You can't send an ambulance out with lights and sirens without two people in the ambulance. So it's really nice having a volunteer in the station. But if you're going to pay people to be in the station 24/7, and it doesn't actually work out all the time, but it is much of the time, it does add up. And then additionally, we had budgeted a modest amount of money for a new type of volunteer, which would be a community paramedicine volunteer. We'd pay a modest stipend for them to assist Lainey. There's a whole component to community paramedicine that we've not talked about and need to, but for right now, that's an intermediate step towards moving to expand that program. But we can't broadly expand that program yet because we're not sure what the sustainability model looks like on that. If we say hire an EMT and intern for that role, full-time EMT to serve as paramedicine, community paramedicine, and then it turns out you can only get reimbursed if they're a nurse or a paramedic, well, then you're in a bind, right? So you want to wait and make sure that you know what the sustainability model looks like before you go ahead and invest in full-time employees. So using these volunteers is sort of a medial step towards that. And so that's also part of why the amount is higher. If you take that out, then you'd basically have, subtract out $15,000 or $20,000 in that amount. And that's pretty much what we're spending on ops-related volunteers. But it is expensive. Like, if you sit down and even just do, like, some basic math, what does it cost for 4 weeks to have, you know, volunteers at this rate for a month? I mean, it adds up really fast. It's more expensive than you'd think, but we get a ton of value out of it. We really, really do. Those volunteers, they enable us to respond to multiple calls at the same time. They allow us to take the ambulance out with lights. I mean, it's a really important program, and for what we spend, it's one of our most efficient line items.
I believe it adds a lot of flexibility too, I'm sure. So yeah. Thanks. Thanks for that explanation all around. I did also notice the medical insurance on the operations side would increase pretty significantly. As part of that, for the operations position, director of operations position, that would now be categorized there instead of as administrator?
Yeah, it's under the line item, logistics operations director, which is 522.20.10.003. It's right underneath the operations career EMTs. And the operations director, that was last active, I think, 2018. And then 2019, when we moved to the new system, you know, we did away with the logistics. I mean, it used to be there'd be two EMTs. One was a logistics coordinator. The other was an operations coordinator or operations director. And then we moved to the EMT model. Carl was the operations director at the time, was promoted to interim EMS chief, and that vacated that VARS code. So it's not that old of a VARS code. It's only been a couple of years, but you know, 2020 says zero, and now it says 85. So that's what we decided to handle on that. And really, Pam could have decided to put that under the admin VARS code if she wanted. This is just how we did it, and it's not the only way you can do it. It's just how we approached it.
Sure. Yeah. No. Totally understand that. And that actually answered. That wasn't exactly my question, but that did help answer, because I was asking about the medical insurance too, and that doesn't look like it's necessarily tied directly to that.
Oh, sorry. Did I misunderstand
your question? No, that was helpful. I was just noticing that our insurance, medical insurance, has gone up quite a bit from even the budgeted to the amended for this year.
Yeah, Pam can address that, I think.
Is that on line item 94?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, and that we have the director of operations and logistics figured in that themselves and the spouse typically, so that if we hired that position, then it wouldn't skew our budget, you know, way off. So, and also it takes into account the 11% increase in our Regents insurance this year from last year. And in the ops division, we do have more people that have dependents than in the admin part. So that also a bit higher.
Okay. Thanks.
That's, yeah, that 11% increase that Pam noted, the number of dependents, and then adding in an ops director and a spouse. But and that accounts for a somewhat a more inflated number, that extra 30,000. But we should also say that the original 2020 budget had a line item for dental, and now that's zeroed out. And that's because our new insurance Regents, which we moved to in February, includes dental. So that line item, medical insurance dash ops, it also includes dental coverage. So between those three things, the increase in medical expense, adding the ops director and a potential spouse, and then the dental coverage accounts for the additional $30,000 for that line item.
Thanks, you two. Yeah, that helps explain it.
We also, if you go down to line 107, it has a moving allowance proposed of $10,000. That's also a forward thinking if we are moving a director of operations and logistics here. We wanted to put money in the budget for that in case we needed it.
Well, there goes that negotiation. Just kidding.
Public budgeting. There are downsides. Everyone can see our best offer for salary and our best offer for moving allowance. Oh, and I should add that we basically put in 3% raises on that transparency note. The placeholder of 3% raises across the board, and that actually, particularly for some of the ops people with the overtime liability, will not be that, but then you have the paying the back pay. So, but anyway, that was taken into account. So hopefully all of these turn out to be a little bit conservative.
Thanks. And I do understand that, by the way, that there are no guarantees with these numbers either.
Yeah.
In either direction, income, outcome.
Yep.
It appears I'm the only one who has who doesn't understand the budget 100%.
Oh, it's just that I spent so much time with it yesterday with Everett. I think we're saturated.
What about Commissioner Seitz and Commissioner Lehman? Do you all have any questions?
Well, Kyle's done it. Commissioner Loring's done a wonderful job of asking excellent questions, as he usually does. And you've done a great job of explaining. So between Pam and Nathan, I don't really have any questions.
Yeah, especially if you are taking it line item by line item, the cells that have the little red triangle at the right hand top side. If you hover over that, it gives you a more thorough explanation. We felt like a lot of these things did need more of an explanation, and we didn't have room to write it the normal way, like I do it on the PhD budget. But this way, we were able to write as much as we wanted in the explanation, and felt like that gave a better picture of the numbers and where they came from and why.
Yeah, I think it's really clear. It's great.
here's a question for you on that. Is that available when the public review the budget? Do they get to see that as we do?
Yeah, so we put the budget up on the website in a PDF, and so it does lose these notes. The WordPress does not like Word documents and Excel sheets and stuff. I can post them, but you have to like zip them or something. I don't know. I can put a note up there that like the Excel documents are available on request, and people email me.
Yeah, that might be good.
I think that would be a good idea, because you did add a lot of excellent explanation if people are wondering where some of the numbers came from. And again, on the EMS, I think it's if you're wondering where any of the numbers are coming from, including quite a few zeros, that's they're explained in there.
I'll work on that.
And sorry to add that to the list.
No, it's no big deal. It's just a weird formatting thing that WordPress doesn't like. Yeah. And I know that people often feel kind of uncomfortable contacting you to send them budgets, particularly, you know, if I want to see like the county's budget, I always feel bad making another employee do work to send me the budget. So I'll try to find some way to put them up so that people can get at them without having to contact me. But if I can't figure it out or if it's not doable, I'll just put a note on there to email me. And for those members of the public that may be listening, you probably have my contact information, but if you want copies of these, just drop me an email. It's butler@sjcphd1.org. It's on our website. Or you can contact Pam. She's pretty busy. Better to contact me, but it doesn't matter.
And I'm sorry I arrived late. Did you didn't happen to already do the PhD budget, did you? Have you just been on EM this whole time? You already. Oh.
Did you have any questions on that? We can go back to it.
Oh, no. We were together for 2 hours yesterday and talked about the budget. I'm good. I appreciate that, but I feel like I've been looking at that for a long time.
Yeah, and
I appreciate the work both of you did. There's just a lot of great extra detail. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So do we want to invite public comment next then? Is that the...
If everybody's finished with the budget, Jess, I think we can move on.
Great. Nathan, is that they do people have to do anything to unmute themselves?
It's just the usual *6, and then make sure. I mean, a lot of people mute it on their handset as well, so you've got to unmute it in the system, which is *6, and make sure you unmute it on your handset if you muted yourself. We don't have many people here tonight. And people can comment next week when you take this up for consideration. But we only have maybe 5 members of the public here tonight. Which, given that our average lately has been 25 to 30, that's not very many for us. So.
The weather is really bad tonight.
So it is.
Maybe dealing with wind and power outages or...
Well, and staff can ask questions at other times as well, right? They
right.
can be at any time. Okay, because there's a lot of staff on the call, too. Mm-hmm. Staff and volunteers, I think.
I don't see any. There's an others invited column, but those aren't present.
Okay. I thought those were present. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
So much interest in budgeting.
Ooh. We just have one staff member besides me and Pam, and the 5 commissioners, and the 5 callers. Yeah. And I always really appreciate when people show up for a budget hearing. Like, there's no way better to drive people away than decide to talk about finances, but it's so important and central to what we do. And if you really want to know what's going on, the budget is a really good place to start. So I'm always glad people actually come. So five members of the public and one staff member is, you know, I'm glad they're here.
Yeah, and that this is the first look at the budgets, and they are on the website. Like I say, if they do want more detail, to contact Nathan or myself, and a lot of people like to look at them first and go through them, and then we will be talking about them next week at our 5:30 regular meeting, so they can ask questions again there.
Should we formally circle back and just make sure people know that this is the opportunity for public comment?
That'd be great.
Speak now or we'll move on.
Chatty group tonight. Okay. Because we might hear more about it next week as well. Nathan, did everyone get a copy of the EMS overtime back pay report?
No.
That might just be just relevant to something that Kyle was saying earlier. It's just an interesting breakdown if you feel like you want to see it. It was helpful to me.
I'm happy to send that out. We gave that to the finance committee so they could review the numbers. Happy to send it to the rest of the board.
That'd be great. Thank you. Okay, well, should we move on to the our executive session then, if there's any public comment?
Yeah, it starts in 5 more minutes. So we have a 5-minute break, I guess. Starts at 6, right? Or it's scheduled.
Yeah, it said I wasn't quite sure what time to put on there, but
imagine us being on time.
Well, thank you both for all your work on this. And yeah, should we adjourn and revisit or reconvene?
We need to formally announce the executive session, state the times, and then invite the public to either stay in this and wait for us to come back, or just return at the designated time.
Okay, do you want me to do that? We'll be adjourning to executive session at 6 o'clock under RCW 42.30.110G to evaluate the qualifications of an applicant for public employment or to review the performance of a public employee. I'm not sure how long. Are we thinking half hour? We can always ask.
I was going to say, it seems like we always go beyond what we think. Mm-hmm. So I would say
45 minutes.
Longer, 45 minutes. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we'll reconvene at 6:45.
If there are any extensions, I'll announce it at that time. So if members of the public come back at 6:45, I'll announce it. And I often will come back and announce it twice just to make sure.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
So I'm going to move to this meeting.
Okay, see you soon.
Do it.
Do we have to second that? I always forget.
No, we're not adjourning the meeting, Chair Lynch.
Gotcha. We're pausing it.
Go to the other one. We're pausing this one. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. See you guys in a bit.
Okay.